I don't hate you. I just hate people.
Yeah, you know, general.
Welcome, everybody, to Uncork Gamers, episode 112. I'm your host, Dan.
I'm Jeff Free.
Yeah, he's not a slave no more. He's a free man. Free from the tyrannies that held him down in oppression.
I'm not a slave no more. I like freedoms. I said I like freedoms.
Why are you still wearing those chains? Well, I'm slaving on the weekend.
But it's just the weekend. It don't really count. It's all good. You know what I saw?
Yeah.
Today?
No.
Black Jeopardy on SNL.
They do a black version now?
Yeah, they got Black Jeopardy.
Is it as funny as...
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah?
It's good. They had like categories like... what had happened was...
Have they done a Sean Connery appearance yet where he pretends to be black to be on it?
No, there's always a white guy on there.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
They should put Sean Connery in there. He'd be like a brother. They're fake Sean Connery that they put in Jeopardy?
Not just Sean Connery, but, oh my god, Mustache Man! Hey, I was here the whole time.
Oh, Kevin McDonald.
Not Kevin McDonald, the actor. This is
but his persona, that he does.
Yeah, it's...
Burt Reynolds!
Yeah. Thank you very much. That's not my name. Yeah. Read it. Turd Ferguson. Yeah, funny.
You're so nonchalant.
I freaking love that show.
And now
I
you
love
can
the SNL skits.
An audience you can guess by the fact that we're talking about SNL skits. How slow the news week has been for games.
What? No, that doesn't mean that. But it has been.
Yeah, it's election week, you know. So you know. They can't be taking all the thunder away, you know?
So, I voted to legalize marijuana in California. I think it's a good tax revenue. And I believe it'll take away from a lot of quote-unquote criminal activity. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody's going to care to smuggle any marijuana into California anymore. Because guess what? You can grow it yourself. And you can cultivate it and you can buy it.
If it becomes legal, you think you can jump on the bandwagon?
And the, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
But, it's gonna be taxed. Like, it's good. It's all good. It's fine. It's perfect. It works.
Yeah. I mean, everybody...
It takes away a lot of problems.
The thing is, pretty much everybody's doing it already. Might as well just make revenue off it at this point. It's happening whether you can make it legal or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also voted...
Dude, you don't have to tell people what you voted on.
I'm not white. I can tell people.
It's your personal business, man.
I don't care, dude. People can hate me now.
I mean, I really don't think people want to hear how you dry your underwear is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I hang it from a clothesline when it's a hot day outside. It might still be a little stained. It doesn't matter.
Well, you gotta get tight with bleach. I've been telling you this. You can't just keep using a bar of soap.
You know, Tide says it's the whitening without bleach. But it's not. There's no bleach. It doesn't whiten, bro. You gotta have the bleach to whiten. All they got is that fake, what's that called? OxyClean? Come on.
I thought you were gonna go into Bill Cosby's when you said bleach. You gotta have the bleach to whiten.
So yeah, I voted for other people and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on.
All right. Wow. You remember
World of Warcraft? Okay.
Yeah. Remember how when they took down the legacy servers?
Uh huh.
Yeah, the fans made and were running.
Uh huh.
Well, apparently now they're taking a serious look at making some legacy servers.
What?
Yeah. That they can make money off of and control.
Of course. Of course that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys. Yeah, good. Now we're taking it now.
That's what happens all the time, right? Some fan makes a mod or something like that to make a game that they want the game to be, and it becomes popular, and they're like, hey, you can't do that. But in a week from now, we're basically going to do that.
And you ain't got the resource to fight me.
You love my game and you love me, so you're not going to do nothing about it. I just shit in your bed.
I got lawyers.
But it's Capcom shit. And you're going to roll around in it.
And you're going to smell like shit for the rest of your life.
And you're going to say it proudly, too. Hey, guys. You smell like shit, man. Yeah, but it's Capcom shit. Feels so good. Speaking of Capcom shit.
Capcom shit's a little wet, just so you know.
Capcom's talking about the NX.
What the hell does Capcom have to say about the NX?
I'm sorry, the Switch. We're currently carrying out research with regards to multi-platform implementation of software for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One onto the Nintendo Switch. However, we do feel that there are differences in the desired direction and playstyle of the Nintendo Switch and those of the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Are you hearing what I'm hearing?
That's always been the case.
Are you hearing what I'm hearing?
Since the beginning of time, that's been the case.
At Capcom, we determine which platform to release the title for after considering the features of both our software and the hardware in question. Believing we must bring the enjoyment of our games to their maximum potential. It is excellent to have the market invigorated with new hardware launches like Nintendo Switch. Following first party, in order to introduce our own content, we are currently moving forward with internal planning and analysis as a partner company.
Nah!
So what do you think that sounds like?
Monster Hunter!
Yeah, what else does you think it sound like?
Street Fighter!
It also sounds like they're probably not going to be porting all of their big games to the Nintendo Switch like Resident Evil.
I don't care about that.
I
don't even care about Street Fighter being on there. I don't really care about Street Fighter, really.
I'll tell you the mood it's setting across the internet. It's starting to sound like, to people and media outlets, it's starting to sound like the beginning of third parties saying, yeah, we're going to support Nintendo. Make like 2 games every couple years. Throw it on there. Oh, there's not enough people buying the games on the Nintendo Switch.
What about Skyrim, though? Skyrim's a big one, dude.
It actually has not officially been announced to come to the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, it has. Yeah.
Bethesda has made no...
The announcement is the gameplay on the video, so it's for real.
If it can actually run it. We don't know if that was actual gameplay.
Why wouldn't it be able to run it? It's a next-gen hardware.
Apparently Capcom doesn't think so.
Capcom doesn't know. Diddly squat.
They know more than you do.
They might. But that's not the point I'm trying to make. I don't know what the point I'm trying to make is. Man, nobody loves Nintendo, man.
Everybody loves Nintendo. That's a problem. Nobody's letting Nintendo die so they can learn how to rebuild itself better. That's the problem. Nintendo can just do whatever it wants to do. Because everybody will let it. It needs to fall.
Like me?
Yeah.
I let them.
You let them?
I let them do whatever they want. And I pretend to be happy.
Eventually, they're going to come out with, like, a Nintendo console, and the Wiimotes are going to be, like, actual, like, plastic dildos, and you'll be like, no, it's great. It's fun. Here, take a controller. I don't want that.
You play with your butt.
Play with your... It's so innovative.
You don't even have to use your hands. You can use your hands for eating... While you're playing the Nintendo. I think that's... What should that system be called?
Nintendo Plug. I'm surprised at the things that get you so hard.
Yeah, well, it's a Nintendo Plug. That's funny. That's good. It's funny. Funny. That's good stuff. That's my Burt Reynolds.
Nice.
Not really.
Speaking of Nintendo, though, and this is something I think it's pretty good, and definitely, if you want to, take advantage of it. Nintendo is going to be releasing special edition new 3DSs in time for Black Friday. I'm not sure if this is going to be a continued thing, a new price point, or if it's just for a holiday thing. So, if you can act on it, well, you can. This is for the small, regular size new Nintendo 3DS, similar to a DSi or DS Lite. $100. That's it. Comes with the.
But if, that's the black. That's a Black Friday deal. But here's my issue with that: is that you just if you get a bundled 3DS, smaller size as well, it's $150.
Is that also Black Friday deal? You get a bundle
for $150. No, it's like normal price or something, isn't it?
I don't know.
Because the XL's $200.
Well, I think they're both about the same price.
The XL's $200.
I don't think the smaller one's cheaper. I think
the 3DS is $150. But you can get a bundled one for the same price.
I'm saying, is it a new 3DS, though?
Yeah, new 3DS.
It has to say the word new on the box.
Yeah, new 3DS. Yeah.
Alright.
God damn it. Can you listen? It's, so it doesn't seem like it's that great of a deal because this one, the $100 one, doesn't come with a game. You have to buy a game.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're getting it Black Friday, you pick up two or three games, like buy one, get one free or something like that.
I mean,
that.
I guess you'll have the sale on the games as well, and it'll come out a little cheaper. But it's still kind
of... Instead of getting one game, you get like two games.
It's still not the greatest, dude. I don't think it's the greatest deal. Because of the whole thing.
I mean, I think it's a good entry point.
Yeah.
I mean, besides, what if the bundles don't have a game you like?
Yeah, they're like... The regular one's $200, I guess.
Okay, so
no, it's... the XL. The XL's $200.
I'm pretty sure this should be the same price, because the XL was exclusively what we had for a while. And then, eventually came out with the small ones over here, and only in bundles, really.
I don't see why the other one would be the same price for a smaller version of the same...
Because it's a choice. We didn't have the small one. And then they gave us the choice. Say, oh, if you want to buy a small one, here's a small one. You can buy that.
That's retarded.
I mean, the screen resolution on both of them are the same.
Yeah, but the screen is bigger.
But it's still the same resolution. So your games are sharper.
You're still enjoying it.
On the smaller screen.
It doesn't really make that much difference on that screen.
Yeah, it does. It's the same screen they've been using since the DS.
It wouldn't make that much difference. You really wouldn't be able to tell, dude. Come on. Are you disagreeing with it?
To a point, I do. Because, I have both in this household. And I can definitely look over when I'm playing the same game as a Riddle and be like, oh, it's a little bit sharper. It's small as hell. I need glasses. I can't do that. But this looks sharper.
I guess.
Why are you so salty?
Just say it, dog. It
you come from the ocean?
Price. Shouldn't be the same price. Hey, look at that.
Good catch.
Thanks.
Life with cats.
So, Cat was climbing on the bookshelf, with the help of the books, and knocked over a hairdryer.
Old hairdryer.
A really, really old hairdryer from, I cannot read the name of this company. KM. So, this is an antique. If anybody knows the price of this hairdryer, or the value of it.
Oh!
Because it is an antique. Let me know. It's a KM.
Oh, man. IGN gave Robinson the Journey a 5.5.
Robinson Crusoe?
Yeah, the Journey? The
catalog number 11-502.
Dude, what the hell?
I'm trying to see what the worth of this hairdryer is.
What, you gonna steal it?
You guys won't miss it.
She uses that.
Oh, she's trying to get a mosquito or something.
Yeah, like a little moth.
Yeah, I'm just gonna sit down on the bed and steal it later.
The NES Classic is out, and did you know, for 1 week...
You get a wireless controller for it? Yeah, I knew about that.
No, for 1 week, the Powerline service is also back.
What's the Powerline service? I don't remember what that is.
Isn't the one you phone in, like, I need help with this game, I can't beat this level, give me some tips, yo. Isn't that Powerline?
No, it's a Power Tip.
You sure?
Yeah, Power Tip. Power Tip Line.
Power Tip Line, see?
Yeah.
They just cut out the tip now.
Ouch.
That's alright. Most people do it these days.
Why are you Jewish? Go yeah, on. You're right. I'm bringing back the power tip line.
You gonna call it just for nostalgia?
Nah, I never called it. I always mailed letters. And two of my letters actually got into Nintendo Power magazine, so which was really cool.
Yeah. So like, special. This is why you love Nintendo so much. So you put your letters in the magazine.
They put two of my letters in the magazine. Yeah.
You're like, bam.
They had here's the whole, my life. Like, helped me with gaming section, right? And there was one where I put it with Secret of Mana. I was like, there's a chest in a house, and it's the only house that has a chest in it, but there's no way to get to the chest. And I asked the question, is there any way to get to that chest? Because it's I want to get that chest. And they're like, nah, ain't no way. And I was disappointed.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what the other question was.
You flipped your Nintendo.
I flipped the table that had my Nintendo on it, yeah.
You wait like a whole month, like, man, they're going to tell me how to get that chest. When we get that chest, it's going to be like the best item in the game. It's going to be crazy.
And that's the thing, too. You got to wait for it.
You flip?
No, they always send you a letter, though.
Oh, do they?
They send you a letter back telling you all this stuff. And then when you read the magazine, you realize, hey, my question's in there.
Oh, okay.
But you always get the letter, yeah.
It's just Nintendo.
It's really awesome. They would answer every question. Every question you had about video games, they would answer it, dude.
That's cool.
All at the cost of a stamp. 25 cents.
So you should send a letter to Sony to see if they answer your question.
Yeah, right. Do they have a magazine still?
Yeah.
Do they?
Like in Europe.
Oh. Hey, dear PlayStation Europe, how do I beat this American game?
Dear PlayStation Europe, I suck at Bloodborne. Make me better.
Sorry, mate. Can't do that.
Oh, you go straight to the European offices? Man, that's a lot of stamps you
Let
put on that.
Let me talk to a manager there, buddy.
We'll get back to you in 3 to 5 weeks.
I wonder how long a letter takes.
Not that long, probably. Because as soon as they get it, they just put it on a plane and fly it out.
Yeah, but it's ground, so how do you do it?
A letter?
Yeah.
They just put it on the plane.
But it's ground.
They turn it into a paper airplane.
Whoa!
You know, they got those little mini motors now, so they can just fly it out there.
Oh, like a drone?
Yeah.
Shiz balls.
There you go.
It's cool.
Left 4 Dead DLC has come out. The original Left 4 Dead.
Wait, really?
Yeah. This was the last DLC that was supposed to come out and never did.
So they decided to just release it for free, right?
Yeah, for free. Okay. It's called Damn It. It's incomplete.
Oh, nice.
You can play through the whole thing, but there's glitches in it still. And like,
are they planning on patching it?
I think they're done. There's like, here it is.
That's retarded. That's super retarded. You release a broken DLC?
It's not, apparently it's not that broken, but it's still like there are things that you'll notice. But
like how everything doesn't work.
Like one of the safe rooms doesn't have any healing kits in it. Apparently there's an area that's on fire and like it'll do a longer burn damage, so you kind of don't want to catch on fire in that area. Stuff like that.
Okay, well whatever, I guess.
It's free, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you don't have to.
It's like a 10-year-old game that nobody like really plays. I think we should play it all.
And yeah.
You get on stream, do this free DLC.
Yeah. Nah.
Let's do it. Let's do like Saturday co-op.
Saturday co-op?
Yeah.
You didn't come up with this.
I mean, I think everybody's had this idea at some point.
So how does Saturday co-op work?
We would all just pick a game, play it together. Not every Saturday, I don't think. I think it's like every once in a while. I'm like, hey, let's all play this game. And we do it. Somebody hosts a stream.
Okay.
And we just play a game. We have fun.
There's some 4-player games out there.
Left 4 Dead.
Why is it? I'm not good.
You don't have to be good. We'll carry you.
You won't carry nothing, dude. You suck too.
Not for Left 4 Dead.
You never even played it.
I played through the whole thing.
Uh-oh.
I know, pro, like some people, made the game not fun for me because they killed everything before I had a chance to see it. It's like,
some
yeah.
Some people are good.
It's Some people are good. It wasn't fun.
And other people are not so good. Like me. I'm not very good. But since we're on the topic of streaming here, Vivendi is not Vivendi.
Vivendi?
Trying to talk about. I'm not talking about Vivendi yet.
Are they related to Viacom? Viacom.
That's a whole nother different topic. GameSpot is hosting a charity event called Extra Life. And it benefits a hospital in San Francisco, University of California.
Yeah.
I think it's all for that hospital. So it's, I think it's for the children.
Yeah, it's always for the children.
It's for the children.
Children are the future.
People think of children sometimes. And so they're hosting
the future wanderers of a wasteland that we created for them. Children are the future.
So they're streaming from Friday at noon to Monday at noon. A full 36 hours. And they're going from USA to, I believe, England, back to USA, to Australia.
So they're not really marathoning it.
Well,
because they take breaks. Okay. They switch over to the UK. Like,
USA's going for 12 hours.
Yeah.
And then they're taking it to England, who's going 12 hours. Then they're taking it back to the USA, who's going 24 hours. And then to Australia, which is going 24 hours.
Okay, so UK's not marathoning it.
They're the only ones that are not. Yeah, US is actually taking 36 hours of that.
Yeah, but they have a break.
They definitely have a break, yeah.
24-hour break between,
yeah. But the whole stream is just like a whole stream. Yeah. It's like, it's 36 straight
The viewers hours. Are marathoning it.
Yeah, 72 hours.
Yeah. Dude, you ever hear about Nibbler? Story time! So, Nibbler is an old arcade game. There's actually a documentary.
I thought you were talking about Futurama, dude!
No. It's an old arcade game called Nibbler. There's actually a really good documentary on it in Netflix. They actually have a lot of good, like, old arcade game documentaries and old pinball documentaries, stuff like that, history of pinball, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's about Nibbler. Now, Nibbler is significant because Nibbler was the only game back then that allowed you to get a billion points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something that was impossible. How did they do it?
It was the only game that had a scoring system that would had three sets of three bars, right? And it would reset itself. So you can go past 9999999999 and keep going. Now, Nibbler is basically Snake, essentially.
Oh, okay.
But in order to get to a billion points, you have to play that game.
You said a billion, right?
A billion.
Okay.
You have to marathon that game for at least, like, 2 days? Day and a half to 2 days?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So, I'm assuming a lot of people have done this.
After the documentary, yeah, I think the documentary or the guy's attempt to do it again made it famous enough. People started realizing that it was, like, re-realizing it, right? Rediscovering this challenge. So now a lot of people have it, but when this documentary was being filmed and stuff like that, one person definitely had it. No, two people definitely had it in the U.S. They were recognized by the U.S. The Twin Stars, Twin Towers, whatever.
Oh, I don't say that.
Sorry. Twin Galaxies. Twin Galaxies are they're the main, like, ranking board in the U.S. One guy in, I think, Italy had apparently done it. But that wasn't recognized, so it was like,
oh. Why would that not be recognized?
Because it wasn't well documented.
But
it was so just like, it was just
more hearsay then?
Like, there was like a news article, but nobody, it wasn't like a picture of the screen. It wasn't like, here's somebody filming him doing it. Mm. But it was recognized in Italy, but just not in Twin Galaxies. So, I mean, the whole documentary is about this, like, the guy who was a champ and stuff. Like, they named the day after him in the town he's from. Like, hearing about this guy in Italy and stuff like that, and, like...
Really?
Yeah. They gave him the keys to the city.
That big of a deal, huh?
Gave him the keys to the city. And, like, him deciding, like, oh, yeah, well, you know what, I'm gonna try to do it again. And it's, like, really, like, depressing. It's, you know, really in depth on this guy, like pretty much what it, the toll of trying to take like a record and like beat and stuff like that, especially on those old arcade games, really takes on a person. Like there's another good one, Donkey Kong one, between this guy challenging pretty much the big guy, right? The guy that has the pack, that had the Pac-Man record, the guy that had the Donkey Kong record. Stuff like that, and trying to take his record, and all there was a lot. That one's pretty interesting because there's a lot of, like turmoil. Like, oh, did he do it legitimately? Did he not do it legitimately? Like, who do you believe? What side are you on? You know, there's shady stuff going on.
Yeah,
it's a really good documentary. You should check out on Netflix. But the Nibbler one, I think it's called Climbing the Mountain or something like that, or just the Tale of Nibbler.
Yeah, I've never even heard of that game, dude. Honestly,
I never heard about it either. Apparently the guy says that's one of the reasons why he wanted to do it, because he was tired of the people asking him what Nibbler was. The people be like, oh yeah, you're famous.
Should just carried out. Oh,
you're famous or something, right? Like, yeah, you know, I got like a billion points in Nibbler. Like, oh, what the hell is Nibbler?
Oh, that's great, man. That's great. Yeah. What's that?
you nibbled a lot of stuff. That's cool, man.
Like a power eater. You're a power eater.
But like a slow power eater, because you're nibbling.
Okay.
You're nibbler. How long does it take you to eat a slice of pizza? Oh, man. It takes you like 3 hours a bit, huh? That's champ stuff right there. I bet you're real famous in Japan. They like that people movie slow stuff.
What?
Yeah, it's a form of theater.
What?
Yeah, there's a
like just slow motion theater?
It's like not... it's not slow motion, but like imagine like you're a person and you're like... You go from standing to sitting, but it takes you like a full minute, and like that's how they perform.
Are they geishas? Are they kabukis?
No, the kabukis are fast and like wild and stuff. Like this is the I think it's no theater.
I mean like the people dressed up.
No, yeah, that's kabuki, right? The big wild, and they don't move slow. They're fast and like big in your face. This is the more like you imagine the people that wear like the black outfits.
This is more like okay.
Like
okay.
No theater. Like before kabuki, there was no. I think it's no. NOH, like,
I think that's what I called it. Yeah.
Yeah, I learned about it in one of my theater classes. It was very interesting.
I like kabuki. I don't want to call it cosplay.
The costumes.
Yeah, the costumes in the kabuki theaters. Yeah, I think they're pretty cool. Yeah.
That was the whole point, right? Like they were the renegades. They were changing things and upsetting the old folks. I think they were mostly based around comedy and stuff like that too. So.
What's the cross-dressing thing called? The cross-dressing theater thing. Where the dudes dress up as women.
In Japan?
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard of that one.
They got something.
I'm sure they do. I mean, we got stuff like that. It's called drag queens over here.
And it was a whole art style over there, though.
I mean...
It's not really an art style here.
Let's be honest. We watched music videos in Japan, Japanese bands. We're like, wait, that's a guy? That's the thing. And, you know, so I'm sure it's an art style over there when so many people over here have such a hard time telling. I'm sure it's got to happen over there a couple times for somebody to go, oh, you're a guy? Oh, sorry for hitting on you. But, I mean, like, if you're interested still, I mean, I can squint.
Yeah, I'm sure that they feel a lot better after you say that.
Yeah, you know, they're like, oh, okay, yeah, thank you. As they walk away, so, you know, positive.
Sumamase. Oh, I'm tripping. So, Onagata, or Oyama, are the male actors who played women's roles in Japanese kabuki theater. So it wasn't an art style, it was just people. It was the name of the people in the kabuki theater that actually played the women.
Right, because every theater has had that small tradition.
Yeah.
So, sorry, back to what you were talking about.
I don't even remember, dude. Oh, GameSpot Charity, for the children. Yeah, we're talking about children and went to cross-dressing. I mean, that's pretty much. I was done with it. They were going from Friday. It's at GameSpot. Check out their Twitch channel. I think they're also doing the YouTubes and.
That's the two main ones. Facebook.
They put Facebook question mark. Mm. But there, what is the other one called? Oh my god.
Oh, Justin, no,
Not Justin TV, you know what I'm talking about. But either way, it's mostly going to be on
Daily Twitch. Motion. No, not Daily Motion. No, Ustream. Not Ustream?
No.
Okay.
Or was it? It doesn't matter. Watch it on Twitch.
Yeah.
Twitch is love. Twitch is chat with emoticons and everything else you want. Okay.
Not sponsored. At least not that I know of.
So, no. So, Ubisoft is fearing some more hostile takeovers from Vivendi. They Ubisoft had a good financial report. And Vivendi was like, okay, we're going to buy more shares now. So now they're up to 24%.
That's a pretty big chunk.
Yeah, and they're trying to get onto the board of directors, but not yet. Not yet.
Wow.
But they're definitely trying to get onto the board.
And what's Ubisoft?
They have 24% of the votes.
Yeah.
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 And Ubisoft's like, stop it. Stop buying. But I'm saying, why don't the board of directors ever buy the rest of the shares, huh?
Yeah.
They could easily stop that. Just by buying the rest of the shares.
Maybe they don't want to invest that deep.
They got the board of directors got the money to do it.
Yeah, I mean, they're the board of directors.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just thought, whatever, okay. No, this
I wonder was,
if you don't...
Do you think Vivendi would make drastic changes to their formula?
I think Vivendi is just kind of creeping up on them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, no, nothing.
I'm but just, I mean, I'm as far as a gamer, what do you think the implications will be?
They're going to start taking over... They will do a hostile takeover.
Yeah.
And it will change everything that Ubisoft stands for, dude.
That's true. Ubisoft does stand for bringing games out once a year.
I think they're gonna just start. I think Vivendi wants to create its own video game company.
Vivendi wants to create its own everything.
Yeah, well, so I don't think they're. I mean, if they're planning to take over Ubisoft, it's gonna be just a brand new company, dude.
Yeah. Just firing like, of the old just, guards.
Yeah, it's not gonna be. I mean, Ubisoft wants to still continue to work function independently, but I don't think that's going to happen in the future. Mm-hmm. I think Vivendi's still going to be, you know, buying and pushing, dude, until Ubisoft topples over.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
So, some sad news.
That wasn't sad news. Vivendi trying to take over Ubisoft.
I don't care. Sad news is that PS View is losing hella channels, dude.
Now, for those not familiar, PS View is the channel subscription service that Sony has been putting out.
It's cable and PlayStation.
I don't think you need a PlayStation to use it.
It's cable and PlayStation. Yeah, you do.
I think you can use it like on your computer. Why would they restrict it? It's a cable service.
I don't believe that's a thing.
They put commercials for it on television.
Yeah, they do. So you can go get the PS View.
So to make you go buy a PlayStation 4?
If you have a PlayStation... There's how many people have PlayStation 4? Come on.
I'm saying.
You're saying cough?
Yeah.
What the hell is that supposed to be?
Just trying to get people's attention. That's all. People are just looking at donuts online. Making me want donuts.
Ooh, donuts.
Psycho Donuts.
Oh, Double Psycho. Cinnamon. I remember Psycho Donuts.
Dude, there's other donut places in LA. So when we go down, we can have a little bit of a donut. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so there are other things that you can watch PlayStation View on. Apparently. Oh. Other devices.
Like a Roku?
But like a...
Like a much, much
yeah,
cheaper
like,
Roku?
Yeah.
Like an Amazon Fire Stick?
Maybe. I mean, maybe.
Like a Chromecast stick? Whatever those things are called.
Chromecast, yeah.
Yeah. Like a Apple TV?
Or even a PlayStation 3. You know, an Android TV, an Amazon Fire TV, and Fire TV stick, Chromecast, iPad, iPhone, and Roku. Yeah.
How does that feel?
But not on computer!
Can you give me a...
Didn't say computer, so... Play-by-play. Can't use any of this stuff on computer.
Play-by-play of how it felt when you realized you were wrong.
Okay, so I was wrong.
No, I don't want the shorthand. I want the full epic.
There's no epicness to this. It's not even that big of a deal. So, apparently, I did not know that you can buy other things to view your PlayStation View.
Yeah.
I was wrong, and I apologize sincerely.
Thank you.
But it doesn't matter, because you're not going to want to get PlayStation View anyway.
No.
They are losing the best channel in the world, Comedy Central.
Ooh!
That is just harsh, dude.
Oh.
MTV.
Oh, well, I don't care. Yeah.
VH1? Yeah. I don't care.
Well, I mean, if they do...
Country Music Television?
Are they doing the I Love the 2000s yet? Because I'll watch that for a little bit.
No.
No.
Country Music Television? Okay. BET?
Nah. Don't watch it. Actually, I don't even have it, so I might care, but I don't know.
TV Land?
Oh.
TV Land has some good old stuff.
It's a special place. Yeah.
Oh, horse is a horse, of course, of course. I miss Mr. Ed, dude. I still love that show.
I only seen one or two episodes.
When I was a kid, I watched it a lot. Nickelodeon!
Ah!
That hurts!
It's a bear growl.
And all their, this is also all the, like, the spin-off channels, like Nick Jr., MTV2. So all of those also count.
Oh, so like...
So these are all Viacom channels.
If you have... Oh.
Yeah. So see, all Viacom.
See, when I mentioned it earlier, it all comes back.
Yeah.
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 I did not know that.
Logo TV... I don't even know what Logo TV is.
It was probably some kids, like preschool type of things, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. And here's another good one. Spike Television.
Well, they got the UFC now, don't they?
Oh, they've had the UFC for a while.
Or did they?
No, they do. They have UFC.
Because I thought they switched channels for like a while back. I can't remember if they switched.
A different Spike channel?
No, to like a completely different channel. But I don't remember if they switched to Spike.
I think they still have.
Or if they switched from Spike to something else.
Well, as far as I know, they still have them on Spike. It might not be. No. It is. Yeah, it's good stuff. But those channels, whatever, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's only like MTV and Comedy Central and Nickelodeon.
And all Nickelodeon affiliates.
Yeah.
TV Land.
But what we are getting is BBC America. What's up? I can watch animal shows now with narrative.
You can watch Sherlock.
Yeah.
And Dirk Gently.
And I can watch NBA TV, yo. Basketball. It's not boring at all.
That's actually a pretty big one now.
It is actually, but yeah. I don't care for basketball. Every basketball game is decided in the last, like, 2 minutes of the game anyway.
Not necessarily. I mean, sometimes a team...
Fine, the last 10 minutes of the game.
Sometimes a team will just take it, yeah, and they'll be...
I would say that 90% of the games in the NBA are decided in the last, like, 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah, you can say the same thing about football, too, though.
Because they keep... No. Because the scores in NBA, dude, they're always like 2 points, 2 points, 2 points, 3 points,
3 points, 2 points,
four
2 points,
2 points.
Yeah, but when you get like
it's so even,
when you get like three
NBA.
Or four turnovers in a row, and suddenly you're like 8-10 points ahead, that's a huge lead.
My point is still valid. And they're also gonna get Vice TV.
What is that?
I think I've seen it at some point, but I don't remember.
Okay.
And also trying to acquire more local CBS and Fox channels.
Oh, I think CW is like a... Is that CBS channel?
I think they're just talking about actual CBS and Fox. Just like the different local channels
like the
for
stuff
everybody.
You can get for free.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's...
I mean, you don't want to switch from antenna to PlayStation View. You just want to see it on the View.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, that's pretty major, dude. Actually, I got the free trial of The View.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and then I ended up not getting the package. I was like, because I wanted more Spanish programming.
Mm.
And so I was kind of waiting on that. But this makes me not want to get it at all.
But they still got the Disney channels, love, right?
Yeah, so it's Disney. I mean, that's dude, Comedy Central is probably the channel that I've watched the most in my life.
Yeah, Comedy Channel.
I spent so much time on Comedy Central, dude. And even Nickelodeon, dude. I spent a lot of years on
Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon used to be golden.
Yeah. Even so with SpongeBob, dude. I watched so much SpongeBob, dude.
I can't get into it.
Yeah,
see, right there, I just wanted to punch you. Still want to punch you in the mouth.
SpongeBob!
Just to make it stop. Not because I hate you, but to make it stop.
You just hate people.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, it's disappointing, and it's no longer a thing for me. PlayStation View is dead for me.
Yeah, that's just, it's so weird, like.
And you know, the
I understand, it's a competitive market right now, because they got, like, Sling TV, and all these other brands, right? All pretty much doing the same thing.
The thing is that, you know, they're saying, oh, they took out all this programming to make it still affordable for people. But I was like, dude, these are major.
Yeah.
These are freaking major. Dude, Viacom is like the number one company for entertainment television, dude.
Yeah.
And I think even radio. Don't they own a lot of... No, that's not radio. That's who the hell is the radio one?
I don't know.
I forgot their name, but they own like radio. Hell radio stations, dude. But yeah, anyway. Yeah, it sucks.
You know what would be smart for them? To bundle their PlayStation Now and their PlayStation View into, like, a bundle. So it's like you get your PlayStation View channels, and you get, like, seven, like, one week of PlayStation Now every month. So now if you want more PlayStation Now, well, we got a package for that. They can use some more PlayStation Now. You can add it on to your PlayStation View package. We're going to give you a free week, though. You know, to get people hooked like drugs. You know, give them some freebies so they want more. See what I'm saying?
It does work.
It does work.
I'm not going to say it doesn't.
Same PlayStation. I mean, you just got to start thinking like a drug cartel. And then you'll be making money like a drug cartel. You know what I'm saying?
Drug cartel.
It's where we're at. Hey, who's our president?
Huh?
Who's our president, man?
Donald Trump?
Is it official?
No.
But he's in the lead, still.
I'll check it right now. Yeah, definitely still in the lead. I'm just going to refresh it just in case. That's not a refreshment.
Jeff was doing the math. Doesn't look good.
No, because according to the leading... yeah, Trump is still ahead. As far as I can see, it's 244 to 215.
Oh, wow. That much of a lead?
Yeah, and 270 to win, so... Yeah, whatever. I think from the numbers that I can see, it seems that Trump is going to win.
Wow.
It's interesting. Wasn't expecting it, actually. Was not expecting that.
Yeah, I mean...
California voters did approve recreational marijuana.
Huh.
Yeah.
When does it go into effect?
I would assume the beginning of next year.
But
there's a lot of things to do before that happens.
Yeah, like figuring out how much you're going to tax people on it.
I think that's already set in the...
Oh, in the bill?
In the actual, like, wording of everything. I guess long form.
It would make sense for them to do that. Yeah.
Man, but yeah, that's...
Oh, I think you have a copy there.
The Roman Catholic...
Right?
How do you pronounce that word?
That's for you, by the way.
L'Archidose? In English?
What?
Archidose in English. Archidose?
I've never even heard that
Catholic
word.
Archidose. Archidiocese? Whatever. I don't care. A Boston contributed $850,000 to the No campaign.
Wow.
So, yeah, this Roman Catholic church donated almost $1 million.
Get people to vote now.
Get people to vote no, dude.
Yeah.
Wow, churches spend a lot of money on this stuff.
That's crazy. Yeah, I wonder why. I wonder why they would care.
It goes against the beliefs.
There's no belief against smoking pot.
It's like they're getting involved with government, so I don't know. I don't know. That's a weird topic.
Yeah, it just has. There's nothing in the Bible that says don't smoke pot. As far as I know. I could be wrong. Maybe there's like a one sentence in there is like, and thou shalt not smoke it of the plants of the earth, unless an offering to the Lord. But as far as I can tell, there's no line like that in the Bible anywhere.
So now we're joining Alaska, Colorado, Washington, D.C., I believe.
California.
California's, yeah, the new one. The new one on the... New kid on the block there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, that's crazy.
So, yeah, just pay a little bit extra attention when you're driving out there.
You do have to be 24...
21.
Or, excuse me, 21. To
drinking
to buy
age.
Or grow, whatever.
I wonder... You think it's going to be... Yeah, I mean... It has to follow under the same guidelines as smoking cigarettes, right? You have to do it only in designated areas. You can't do it in public.
I would say it's an alcohol type of thing. More than a cigarette type of thing.
You can't do it under...
Because you are... It does change your state of mind.
No, I'm just saying, but like, it has a smoke effect of like it spreads out and people can inhale it.
It's a mixture of both. I would say it would be a mixture of both, where you can't do it in public.
You can't do it in any public setting
because you'll be under the influence at that point.
Yeah.
So yeah, like nothing indoors, obviously. So yeah, it's kind of has the restrictions of both alcohol and cigarettes. It's kind of funny.
It's going to make, like, almost not worth it to do it.
Recreational for home, dude, whatever. People are still going to be happy about it.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about buying it, you know, like, it's not...
Oh, I know, you'll be able to buy it, like, with...
Yeah.
From the gas station.
It's easier.
For $8
it's
a pack.
It's better than alcohol, dude. But yeah. So that's... Yeah, California, woohoo.
Woo! Yeah, so what about the condom bill for porn stars? Do we know anything about that?
Ooh, do not know the results of that.
Yeah, if you're not from California, we did have to vote.
You gotta understand that...
On whether or not porn stars were required to use condoms.
There are very few states that actually allow pornographic filming for business purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think, like, in the United States, there's a handful, dude. I don't think there's even more than like 5 states that actually allow it. Huh. So then, you know, it creates a kind of an issue for them to. I mean, I believe it's going to drive if it passes that it's going to drive the porn industry away from California.
Yeah, I mean, to a certain extent, I don't think it's going to eliminate it.
Well, if they leave California, they don't have to do anything that the bill says.
Yeah. I'm
you know
sure
what I mean? Like
some, it, but I'm sure it's not going to affect as much of it as you think it's going to. Mm. Like some people are going to be like, "Well, no, that ruins my entire demographic of videos. I'm moving to another state." And some people are like, "Yeah, well, I don't care. I like California. It's just I have to buy a condom. Sure, whatever."
But you got to understand what is it that the people want?
I think half the time the
poll,
people don't
if you take
care.
A poll. No, well,
Essentially, California did take a poll.
But we don't know the results yet. That's the thing. We do not know the results yet. So we will see what happens.
Maybe not on this podcast, but... Look it up.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's, it's already past days, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, everything, all the results should be pretty much in. Nobody knows why we're laughing. That's funny.
I'm okay with that. Oh, man. So, games. Yeah, like I said, it's been a pretty slow week. Most people are just talking about the election and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a major topic.
Apparently, there's a Pokemon Sun and Moon leaks all over the internet, so if you don't want to get spoiled, be careful what you look at on the internet.
Dude, everything says 22% voting. Most everything says it. So the only ones that actually passed the Proposition 57, which allows parole consideration for nonviolent felons.
Yeah.
Proposition 58, which allows schools to establish non-English-only education program. So, you know, bilingual classes.
Oh, in mine? We didn't have that. We had the opposite. We had, like, a program that required more English teaching. Like, basically...
I'm fine either way.
Speed-forcing kids to learn English. Yeah. I didn't like the way it was worded. It was worded kind of racist, so I voted no on it.
Yeah, I voted no on it as well, but...
Yeah.
That's whatever.
And again, like, they weren't making it clear to me how the funds were going to be allocated and how it was going to work out and stuff like that. It seemed a little too not thought out enough for me.
So, yeah.
Encore Gamer's question?
Yeah, Encore Gamer's question of the week. Any answers on the Twitters or the Facebooks?
Yeah, we do, for both.
I did good.
Well, okay. So the question was, have you ever wanted a job in the gaming industry? If so, what job? And if not, why not? Riddlemaster writes in and says, concept artist or lore writer.
Oh.
So, you know, coming up with, like, the stuff the characters believe in. Yeah,
storylines or what am I supposed to look like?
Elegantly done. Elegant. Beautiful. 10 out of 10.
I try.
The hell? Why are you barely giving me... whatever. Let me jump over to the Facebooks. I believe Barnabas, I think, actually wrote in on this.
Nice! Game. Thank you, dude. Finally. Damn it.
I'm not 100% certain. I think he did, though.
Oh, damn it. Get my hopes up, man.
Yes, it was him. It was Barnabas.
Yes.
I'm gonna attempt this.
Okay.
It's been a long time since I've heard his voice, so this might be a little rough.
Okay.
I gotta do my keyword. A beehole flare! Beehole flare over here! That there beehole flare! I want to write the new Duke Nukem. I could make it great. I could make Duke great again. Gearbox Software. Hashtag Gearbox Software.
So, computer or game programmer?
No. He wants to write the story. Storyline. How was it? It got a little bit better at the end there, didn't it? I think
it got progressively worse.
You think it got progressively worse?
Yes.
I
didn't hear too much of the southern.
I thought I hit that inflection near the end pretty good.
You're missing something. I think you were missing something.
It's a little hard because he does the highs and the lows real quick.
Beehole Flare, thank you for coming through. Vegan Dan, where's that Vegan Dan? Probably eating grass. I can't do it.
Yeah. Is that there Beehole Flare up in my channel?
Beehole Flare, how are you?
Say hello, Beehole Flare. How you doing?
Just,
Ah! Damn it! Damn it, Isaac! Goddamn
game, it. Why you gonna give me a...
Goddamn, hit this game. Goddamn.
I ain't taking no lard. I ain't getting fat over you.
See, Barnabas? That's how much we love you. We try to impersonate you.
Imitation is the greatest form of flattery.
Greatest form of flattery. So, shall I go or shall you go? Mm-hmm. Shall I go? Alright, there's only one career path for me in the video game industry. The only career path that I am suited for. Clearly, by the demonstrations provided on this podcast here today. And that will be the great power of voice acting. Lending my acting talent through the power of my voice into the characters that you play as every single day. Imagine this. Next Uncharted Drake. Hey, Sully. I found some treasure. Great Scott, Nate. That's great. I'm going to smoke a cigar.
Was that the same voice?
No, that was no. The same voice. I did them both. No! I did them both.
I swear to God, both the same voice.
No, one's a little bit more Rambo, Steve Stallone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, Sully.
Hey, Sully.
I found that treasure.
Maybe I won't, you know? What do you think?
That's real great, Nate.
Adrian!
Put on the suit, Nate, while I smoke the cigar.
What, are you Oscar the Grouch? What is this?
Well, he's been smoking so much. You know, I figure by the next game, he's starting to get a little bit of that throat cancer.
Oh,
and Nate, see, Nate keeps smacking his face into so many cliffs, I figure he starts to talk a little bit more, you know, a little bit more slurred.
Well, like, he doesn't paralyze inside his face, you know?
Woo!
Hey, Mickey! Hey, Mickey! I see three of them out there.
Hit the one in the middle!
That was my song.
That was your song?
That was my song. Sully and Nate, right there. Doing an impersonation of Sylvester Stallone and Rocky. And Mickey.
And Mickey.
Mickey's coach. See, I did a voice within a voice, man. You heard that, though, right? You heard that? You no, heard that. I know you heard that.
Sure, man. So what career path did you want?
I want to be grandma's boy.
You want to design the game?
No, game tester.
Oh, you want to be game tester? Yeah. Oh, I wasn't sure if you were talking about what character
you're
talking
about. Oh, I don't
want
to be that guy.
You want to be that guy?
I don't want to. I am a robot. How can he see me? Hell no, I don't want to be that guy. Who wants to be that guy?
People that want to make a lot of money in the game industry.
He's a prodigy for a single game.
Yeah, but if that game took off, I mean, he'd be the next Hideo Kojima, you know?
I guess so. But no, I would like to live the world of Grandma's Boy.
You would like to just run into a wall 15 times?
Like, you get an assignment, you do levels 1 through 3. You know, in front of the mom, and mom's like, ugh.
No, it's a very boring job from what I've heard. People don't stay in it for too long because of how mind-limitingly boring it is.
I want it to be like the
you
movie.
You play, like, one level for, like, a month. And that's all you play at the game.
Oh, I play, like, one level for, like, a month anyway. I die so much, it doesn't even matter.
It's true! Watch this guy play on Monday!
I'm gonna die so much! I will replay the same level over and over again. But it's so much fun! I try jumping off of cliffs.
Hey, Jeff, we need to talk in the office.
Yes, sir?
We gave you a level 3 to playtest, to see if you can find any bugs. Your reports say you, haven't finished the level.
I kept dying at level 1. I can't get over the first pit.
You shouldn't be playing level 1, you should be playing level 3.
Well, I'm trying to get to level 3, but I need to do the first two levels, right?
No, we have special development kits that will take you to level 3.
Oh, I wasn't told about this. Nobody trained me, they just told me to play a game.
Okay. Hey. Well, have fun out there, alright?
So I'm not fired?
We'll talk to you again in a month.
Yes. Thank you, sir. I won't let you down.
All right, then. See you later.
Bye.
Why'd you almost die?
I don't know. I think something to do with his...
Mocha?
Colombian coffee.
It's not Colombian coffee. It's Louisiana.
Venezuelan. Jesus Christ. What?
Louisiana.
From the United States?
Yeah.
Ugh.
It with chocolate.
Best coffee in the world is from Juan Valdez.
He's a drug cartel owner.
No, he's the guy with the burro in the commercial.
I know.
He has a burro.
He has a burro which means he's A-OK. That burro is not carrying cocaine under the soft layer of coffee grounds.
Of course not. It's all coffee grounds. Why would a Colombian guy have, like, cocaine in there? Doesn't make any sense.
It's not like cocaine grows off trees in Colombia.
I think, you know, cocaine's a lie anyway.
You know, if you eat 10 pounds of almonds, you're eating enough cyanide to be a lethal dose.
Who the hell would eat 10 pounds of almonds?
I got a little scared when I heard that. I'm not so gonna lie. You
stopped eating almonds altogether?
No, I didn't stop eating almonds altogether, but I thought to myself, I like eating various types of assorted nuts, such as almonds and like cashews and stuff like that, that one day I might come across a point in time where I'm eating the equivalent of 10 pounds
there's
over the course of a day.
There's no way you're going to eat 10 pounds of nuts.
Dude, there's no way. I inhale those things, dude. You know those like giant Costco variety snack packs?
Okay, have you ever tried to eat a 5-pound burrito? I've eaten one of those
in half of a school day.
Have you ever tried to eat a 5-pound burrito?
No, I'm a vegan.
There's vegan burritos.
They're not good.
Okay. They're not good. The point I'm trying to make is 5 pounds is a lot of food, dude. It is extremely filling. To the point where you feel like you don't want to fill up anymore and you might actually want to get rid of some of it.
No, you haven't seen me eat heavy. I'm not saying like in one sitting. I'm saying like throughout the course of a day.
No. I'm talking about 5 pounds.
I'm like... I'll tell you burritos, I can eat one of those.
Okay, by the time you... I mean, through the course of the day, your body's already, like, starting to filter out a lot of this stuff, too.
Yeah, I mean, probably, but...
So, like, you'd have to eat it during one sitting.
I could make myself sick off of cyanide.
Why are you making yourself sick on cyanide?
That's a lethal dose. But I'm saying, like, I could probably get myself to a point where cyanide is affecting my body.
Is your body ready?
I have not been eating charcoal, so probably.
So, you probably shouldn't want to eat charcoal.
No, but it helps filter out toxins.
You don't want to eat charcoal.
No, but it does help filter out toxins.
So, you're eating burnt wood?
No, probably more like carbon.
Oh, okay. Carbon, yeah. You can take the stuff in the filters, the fish filters, and take that.
I'm just like, I find old... cigarettes that people have like put out and thrown on the streets, and I just cut off the edges and eat that.
That's very disgusting.
It's like a filter for my body.
Oh, no, you sometimes, probably should not be doing that.
Sometimes it clogs up my intestines.
It should.
Yeah, and they have some fun times. Woo!
By fun times, you mean watch
a movie in there.
Almost die?
Well, I mean, almost die, but also almost not die, because I'm filtering toxins out of my body.
So it's good.
Yeah. It's healthy.
Have you seen a doctor lately?
I can't afford it.
I would recommend it either way.
So then you, Uncork Gamers, question of the week.
Ah, chocolate. Drum roll, please.
If you could bring back any...
Who said PlayStation?
If you can bring back any console competitor that is now defunct, who would you bring back?
Oh, don't. That's an easy one.
Really?
Let's find out next time, though.
Thanks for listening.
Good night.
Follow us on Twitter, at Uncork Gamers.
Black Hole Flare! Black Hole Flare!
Also on Twitter. Also twitch.tv/UncorkGamers. And check out our Facebook if you want to know when all the new episodes are coming out.
Give my buddy I'll Be Danged to follow. I'll Be Danged.
I think he does follow. Oh.
Give him a follow. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah. Give him. Yeah. I'll Be Danged.
Also check out Titan today. He's on the Uncork Gamers family. You can see him on the Uncork Gamers Twitch account. Go ahead and follow King.
King831. Yeah, he's been doing a lot.
Follow LaBlues. I don't know. Wait, does LaBlue stream on her own channel?
I don't know.
I don't think she does.
I think, really, King's the only one that consistently is streaming on his own channel right now.
And Titan and myself.
Yeah, you've been doing a lot more recently. Yeah.
I go through periods, so, yeah.
But if you want to make sure you catch us all, twitch.tv/UncoreGamers.
I'm going to be doing a brand new... I've been trying some Isaac speedrunning.
Yeah.
And it's kind of been working out. But I'm going to be starting a new file and trying to just get to 1,001% as quickly as possible. In what, 3 days? I don't think so. That's not going to happen.
No, but I mean, I thought you already started the new
file. No, because I started doing the speed channel thing, and then I went with that. Okay. But anywho, yeah, just watch me. Black Hole Flare. Be Hole Flare.
Be Hole Flare on that there Twitch. That's his shit.
Yeah. That's good to mocha. Nah.